The explanation he gives seems to entail a set of conditions that everybody knows. Now, Maury says, if bits of cork or chaff, or any floating substance, be put into a basin and a circular motion be given to the water, all the light substances will be found crowding together near the center of the pool, where there's the least motion. Just such a basin is the Atlantic Ocean to the Gulf Stream, and the Sargasso Sea is at the center of the whirl. I share Maury's view, and I was able to study the phenomenon in this exclusive setting where ships rarely go. Above us, huddled among the brown weeds, there floated objects originating from all over, tree trunks ripped from the Rocky Mountains or the Andes, and sent floating down the Amazon or the Mississippi. Numerous pieces of wreckage, remnants of keels or undersides. Bulwarks staved in and so weighed down with seashells and barnacles, they couldn't rise to the surface of the ocean. And the passing years will someday bear out Maury's other view that by collecting in this way over the centuries, these substances will be turned to stone by the action of the waters and will then form inexhaustible coal fields. Valuable reserves prepared by far-seeing nature for that time when man will have exhausted his mines on the continents. In the midst of this hopelessly tangled fabric of weeds and fucus plants, I noted some delightful pink-colored, star-shaped Alcyon coral, sea anemone trailing the long tresses of their tentacles, some green, red, and blue jellyfish, and especially those big rhizostome jellyfish that Cuvier described, whose bluish parasols are trimmed with violet festoons.